worst heat wave in New England history continues with no relief in sight as residents brace for the 21st day of record-breaking temperatures. Fears that last night's brownout affecting the eastern seaboard was only a warning of full-scale power shortages, which may occur unless immediate steps are taken. The governor is calling for the full cooperation of private
project,
industry
U.S. government property, no trespassing, danger?
The U.S. Weather Service predicts no change.
Stephen King's The Mist.
Steph, the batteries in this radio are dead as hell.
I thought you just bought them.
Yeah, so did I. Just have to wait for the 6 o'clock news on TV. Hey, champ, how's your appetite?
Hey, Dad, did you see it?
What's that, Billy?
The clouds, sort of, only they aren't clouds.
Hey, Steph, here's your weather report.
Potato salad's almost ready. Hope you boys got enough Pepsis in town yesterday.
Hey, Mom, come on and see the clouds.
Ooh, there wasn't anything about a storm on the news.
It looks real. I think it's gonna be a good one.
I never saw clouds like that.
Let's move on to the porch. Come on, David. Maybe we should eat inside.
Ah, let's wait a while, Steph.
It's really scary, isn't it, Dad?
David, it's coming across the lake. I think we should go in.
It's getting dark fast.
All right, come on, champ. Get those potato chips. We're going inside.
Is that rain?
I think so. Come on, the wind's going to start up soon.
Dad, do you see that?
What is it?
That's a water cyclone.
Oh, let's go in.
This is really scary.
All right, go on down to the basement. I'll be down in a minute.
Billy,
go on with your mother. I'm going to find some candles in case the lights go out. Stood up to God knows what all. It'll stand up. We'll blow the lights.
Daddy?
Baby, we're gonna be fine. You just sit tight down. You'll know when it blows over, okay?
Daddy!
It's just a branch. It'll probably hit the glass doors.
I'm frightened.
It's all right, champ.
The rains will come in. It's gonna ruin the furniture. Your mother's dressing.
Oh, come on now. Sit down, Steph. We can't do anything about it now. Let's just get some rest. Upstairs and have a look around. Clean it up in the morning. Don't worry about it. Oh, thanks, Chip.
Can I have some?
Sure thing.
Yuck. Mom says she can't even get WOXO on the car radio.
It's probably the storm.
Can I go over to the Beavers and see what happened there?
All right. Just for a couple of minutes. We're going into town soon. Oh, Lord, you poor lame bastard.
Connie!
You never should have left Boston.
I got JBQ. They say there's a lot of damage. When will the power company be out?
Soon, I hope.
I cleaned up the glass, but I wish you'd do something about the tree in the living room.
As soon as I clear the drive.
What's that?
It's Norton talking to his chainsaw.
No, that's not it. Billy, stop!
Oh, my God.
It's
Billy, don't move!
Wires.
Billy, don't get any closer, champ. Go around the other way.
It's okay.
Get in the house right now.
It's all right. He's okay now.
Dad, you want to see
Go in right now. Don't argue with me.
You do like your mother says. Hi, Brett.
Hi.
What happened to your T-Bird?
A friggin' tree fell on it.
On your 55 T-Bird, it did.
Yeah, it did.
That's too bad.
I can't even get my chainsaw to fire. I paid $200 for that piece of crap.
Do you want a beer, Mr. Norton?
Yeah, sure. You got a light beer?
Just plain Bud.
Oh, anything. Thanks.
You want me to come over and help you cut the tree off your T-Bird?
No, I don't even want to look at it.
Well, we're going into town if you want anything.
I'd like to come.
All right.
Okay. When you're ready to go in, let me know.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Why? It's over.
Is it? Last winter was so strange, and now this spring, you know, they call it a black spring. Mrs. Carmody says there hasn't been one in these parts since 1888.
Mrs. Carmody is nuts. We had a hard winter and a late spring, and now we're having a hot spell and a storm.
That wasn't an ordinary storm. Oh, God.
What?
Look at the boathouse.
Son of a bitch!
Why, that's Norton's tree, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought that you asked him to take it down.
Oh, what can I do? Sue him? He's a lawyer.
Is a jerk.
Dad, look at that.
Billy,
what
I thought
it?
I...
It's a fog bank.
On the lake?
Sure, you've seen fog on the lake before.
Only in damp weather.
Yeah, well, we got it now. It's left over from the storm. It's a temperature inversion.
Temperature inversion.
Yeah, it's something.
You sound like Brent.
Will you lighten up, will you? You get one storm and you go to the twilight zone on me.
You lighten up.
You're starting
up.
To sound like Mrs. Carmody counting the rings on caterpillars and milkweed juice for warts.
It worked?
Yeah, sure.
What is really happening?
I don't know. Hey, champ, you ready to go to town? You want to come too, Steph?
Don't patronize me.
I'm sorry. I want you to come. Come on, we'll have lunch.
I'll stay here. There's a lot of things for me to clean up.
Ah, come on, come on.
I better now. I'm going to stay here.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, you got a shopping list?
Mm-hmm. Be careful.
You too. Come on, champ. Go get Norton. We got to roll. Don't want to change your mind.
No, it's okay, honey. Go on.
All right. I'll see you in a bit.
Bye.
Bye-bye. See if WOXO is back on. Nope.
Try WBLM.
There's WJBQ. W-I-G-Y. No, BLM is off. It's funny.
What's that?
Just thinking. What stations are on the other side of the fog front?
You mean the transmitters?
They must all be above Stoneham, to the west of Old Chamorro Road.
Chamorro's where they have the government's projects.
I wonder if the Arrowhead project got hit.
Who cares? Just some agricultural station. I bet they're the ones that developed the ideal tomato. You know, the ones we eat. Looks good, great for shipping, firm, bounces like a tennis ball, tastes like toilet paper.
I don't know. They locked up pretty good up there. Armed guards at the gates had some tomatoes.
Victor McAllister says they're shooting atoms into the air.
It's full of atoms. Everything's made of atoms.
I know that, only these are different atoms.
It's okay, Big Bill.
Look, the power line's down.